Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
Hello, Weirdsville. Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone is having such a jolly time in this late January. Actually, we're into February. We are already into February. Wow, that's amazing. Hope everyone is doing well. Hope everyone is finding the new year to be better than the last. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't think I've got my bearings quite yet. But I am one of your hosts, Barry Johnston. With me, as always, my co-host, my compadre, the professor, Mr. Adam Beebe. How are you, sir?
It's hard to believe that we're in February, but it's, you know, man, 2025 started off kicking people. A lot of people that I know started off really, really rough for a bunch of us.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. You know, my theory is get all the bad things out of the way with first.
Yeah.
You know, at the beginning of the year, and then let the smooth sailing for the rest. So fingers crossed. That's what's going to happen. But
yeah, for sure.
Boy, I tell you what, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm doing good. It's man, we got big storms coming through today. So maybe that's, I'm having some internet issues. So maybe that's part of what it is, but, yeah, it's like warm too, which I don't like. It's like we're up in the 60s now, and
oh wow,
yeah. So, but yeah, everything's going good. We are, you know, we're continuing to get settled. I just bought a mount for our TV in the living room. It's just crazy. You know, we moved out of our house. We got rid of all of our furniture, and we finally have a couch. And so now it's time to get the living room up and going. We've been relegated to our bedroom because that's the only spot that we have to sit. So now we've got a place that we can sit. Now we need a dining room table. That's our next purchase. So, but yeah, man, everything's good. You know, Amazon is just such a, and you know this because you know, it's a business you're very familiar with.
My personal relationship with Jeff Bezos.
Right. it's just so crazy that everything is so easy to get online.
Yeah.
So I do, you know, I do still go out and get things, but like the majority of the stuff, like I've gotten off, like I've got my desk that I have in my office that I work out of. It came from Temu, man. And it's like,
oh, really?
It actually is nice, dude. Like, with Temu, you never know. With Temu, you might buy an item, and what you think the item, the actual size of the item is, may be 100 times smaller. You just, you never know. But I took a chance on this desk, and I paid like $150 for it, which to get something comparable would have been like double that. So I went and bought it, and like, I'm super happy with it. So yeah, I guess there's something to be said for the convenience of buying things off your phone, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's convenient, you know, and you don't have to hunt things down. But also, that unfortunately takes away from small businesses and also sometimes the fun of, you know, going out and, you know, looking for furniture or, you know, looking for things, you know. You know, for you and I particularly, going record diving and you know, and to a bookstore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Dude, I one time bought a, to go along with your Temu rant or, you know, praising or whatever. I don't know. I had the opposite.
It's a rant. It's a rant and a rave, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Your rave. Here's comes rant. I ordered a pair of, cause I just thought it'd be funny to have a pair of gold pants.
Yeah.
You know, like, and they looked like just like shiny gold pants.
Yeah.
And so I ordered them, and I ordered extra large because I knew that, you know, I mean, I'm a big guy, you know,
yeah.
Six one, six two,
yeah,
and not skinny by any means, but I figured, well, you know, I should be able probably to get into the extra large, maybe even a double X, I don't know,
right?
And so I ordered them, and I put them on.
Can I guess?
I didn't even put them on. But yeah, go ahead.
It was literally like the size for one of your legs, maybe.
Yeah.
That happened to my dad.
Yeah.
He ended up giving his pants to my daughter. That's how small they were.
Yeah. Dude,
she's like a size zero.
Right. I gave mine away. I can't even remember. I think it was a girl because it was only going to fit a girl. But yeah, dude, like, and, you know, like, and they weren't pants. They were like, tights almost, or what do you call them? That they're,
Yeah.
They're not tights, but they're, you know, leggings,
right?
Jeggings, or I don't know, but anyway, technical, you know, yeah, that's the technical issues that come across whenever, you know, you're cross culture, shopping, and so, right.
Yeah,
you know, hey,
one man's extra large is another man's extra small.
That's right. So, speaking of technical issues, I had to report that there's a couple of them that happened this week in our interview, but the interview, for the most part, is really great, and it's with our friend Bree, who's returning to us from episode 72, a long time ago, and she has had some quite a lot of interesting spooky supernatural type experiences and stories, and she has even more to share from her previous visit and continuing on her story. Bree, thanks for getting a hold of us, and thanks for coming back to Weirdsville. What's your weird story?
Well, I wanted to tell you guys the end of that story because it did have an end that was a little crazy.
Well, give us a brief brief rewind. But so, previously on, what's your weird story?
When I lived in Chesapeake, my friend Cody, her house was super haunted.
Mm-hmm.
We had stuff move. We heard noises. We had weird dreams. We had bruises, cuts, all kinds of fun stuff. So we were trying to figure out what was going on, and when we finally did figure it out, it was wild. Just going to tell you, it's going to end weird. But cool. I think last time I talked to you, the garage door had kept closing one night and scaring me. And just being in the house, and I even ended up moving out. We figured out what was going on, and then I moved back in and lived in her haunted basement for another year. Mm. So more stuff happened. But yeah, I think that's kind of the only summary I can really give.
Okay. Yep. Cool. So let's pick up from there.
Okay. So I ended up moving out not long after I talked to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Got my own place. Little ways away, and then of course COVID happened, and the place where me and Cody worked shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up losing my apartment because I didn't have any money, couldn't find a new job, so I just moved back in with her.
Yeah.
And one night we were like, we should go and see. There's like this, it's like a witch store, like a crystal store.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who runs it is a hereditary witch. So, like, she's like a third, fourth generation witch.
Okay.
So we walk in, and they're having like a class, And we had walked around and looked at some things, bought some stuff. And we went up and she was there. She was checking us out. And she said, she looked at Cody and said, did you want to talk to me? We didn't say anything. But we walked up to her and she knew that we needed to talk to her.
Wow.
And that was creepy. So
yeah.
I was like, why don't you show her the bruises? She had pictures of the bruises she had had.
Mm-hmm.
Told her about the dreams and told her about the bruises. And she said, okay, come with me. And she took us into the room with the people that she was having this class with. And it was like behind a tapestry, so it was in a different room, but it was like the other side. And she sat us down and she had Cody tell them what was going on at the house and with her. And one of them looked at Cody and she goes, I just want to ask, who's Michael? So Michael is one of Cody's ex-boyfriends that was not a very nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He did some things. And he had actually recently got into like a shootout with police and died.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, how does she know his name? And we didn't say anything. Cody just starts crying. She said, did he die recently? Like, was he shot? She said, I just keep seeing like police officers. And I was like, is this lady?
Yeah.
Like I had never met her. I had just heard about her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, when he was alive, he made a deal with a demon to basically get whatever he wanted so that he could keep messing with you. So after he had died, apparently that's why everything at the house got crazier.
Wow.
It was like all the energy ramped up all of a sudden. Oh. And it was after that news that he had died. Wow. Like it was on the news.
Wow.
So we were like, what on earth? And she goes, we can take care of him. We can get rid of him. She said, there's other stuff in your house, but we can get rid of him. And so they did like a little thing. I don't know how to describe it. They just basically did some energy work with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, witchy stuff is kind of out there for some people, but they did it. And then afterwards we went to her house and it felt lighter.
Wow.
It felt like there was nothing going on. And like, of course, Cody, people would just give her things. They'd be like, hey, my grandmother died. Here's her ring. And she would just take it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really sweet, but also, please don't take things from dead people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, of course, the house was still kind of haunted, but it was definitely not like it was.
Right.
And, like, we had kept getting messages that, like, things were trying to drag me specifically, like, to hell. Like, I wasn't supposed to be in the basement. I shouldn't go anywhere alone. And it got really weird. And then afterwards, it was nothing like that.
Wow.
Well, didn't, if I recall correctly, didn't somebody, one of you invite some guy who stayed? Yeah, who came and he stayed in the basement. It was like some random friend of a friend or something, right? And he stayed in the basement and he was doing some like weird ritual or some shit like that down there.
So we ended up finding out that he had like disassociated when he was down there. Like, wow. Basically something else was doing something with him, basically. So he wasn't, whatever was happening, he wasn't doing it. And it was weird, like the way you described it. This was like 2 years later when we talked to him, because it was after she had kicked out her boyfriend and he was a friend of his.
Okay.
Yeah. And it, wow. everything ended up being a lot better. So when I moved back in, it wasn't as scary to be in the basement because I lived there 24/7. One night after moving in, like fully moving in, like bed and everything, I had fallen asleep on my bed with like my legs hanging off the bed. And this was her grandfather's house.
Right.
And I woke up and it felt like something had like slapped my leg and then told me to move because I was going to hurt my knees. And when I told her the story, she goes, "That's what my grandpa always used to do to me when I was little."
Oh, wow.
And I was like, "Oh, no. Is your grandpa going to keep visiting me in the basement? Because that's scary."
I would rather, all things considered, everything else you experienced up to this point, I would rather have, you know, a rascally grandpa that slapped your knees than most of the other dark entities.
Yeah. It's a lot better than waking up scratched on your, right. like, hips and on your face. It was so wild.
Damn.
Yeah. One day, somebody had, I had gotten these dolls from somebody, and we had put them on top of a curio cabinet in her dining room. And we're sitting there. Her son's doing homeschooling because he's got to do, you know, the work from home stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting at that table, and then all of a sudden, one of those dolls sits up and then drops off of the top of it and lands in its glass, so it just like breaks.
Oh, so it's like old, like a China doll, that type. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, those are always super scary, man.
Yeah.
This was just like a Beanie Baby one, so like it had like arms and legs and a head that was glass, and then the rest of it was like that Beanie Baby feel stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And so the fact that it sat up straight and then just like swan dived off the top of there on its own.
Wow, dude.
Yikes.
So I called my friend and I told her, and she goes, "You need to get that thing out of the house. You need to go bury it." She said, "The other spirits in the house don't like that thing."
Mm.
They said there's something attached to it they don't like, so they want it gone. I was like, fair enough. We got rid of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys, did you get rid of the rest of the stuff, the rest of the entities that were in there?
Well, she liked some of them, so she is friendlier with them.
Okay.
She
learned
how to communicate with them, so it got a lot better. So, like, we didn't have stuff smashing and falling over and candles blowing out or stuff like that anymore. It was mostly just sometimes out of the corner of your eye, you're going to see somebody who's definitely not standing in that doorway. And it's just,
you know, sometimes
you'll just double take and they're not there. One night I thought that there was a kid sitting on the stairs as I went to the bathroom, and I'm like looking at my phone, so I'm not really paying attention. And then I look back and there's nobody there, and I was like, cool, cool, cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
No thanks.
It was an interesting time.
Wow.
And
how long were you there? Again,
I was there for like a year more.
Okay.
The reason that I moved out is I got meningitis.
Oh, man.
I had that for like 3 weeks. And then I had it for so long, I actually developed sepsis in my brain.
Okay. Wow.
Being in the hospital. And when I got out of the hospital, I was like, I should probably move in with my mom.
Yeah.
They were like, that's fair. Because being in the house, even though the spirits were nicer, they definitely affected all of us.
Sure.
And by this point, she had a new boyfriend. Sweet guy. He's the best. And then got a new job and actually moved to Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 2 years ago. And that's where I met my fiancé.
Mm.
So.
Great.
Yeah. So we are getting married in May.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Are you excited? And, are you excited?
I'm ready.
Good.
We had to move it once because my mom passed in September. So
I'm sorry, man.
Sorry to hear that.
So we were like, I can't get married a month later, you know?
Sure.
Like, too much. So
now he doesn't have anything attached to him, does he? Oh, no.
That's where we're at now. See, this apartment that I'm in here in Richmond is where we both live. And I now have a different job. We met at the same job, but now I work for the state and he still works there.
Okay.
And sometimes when one of us is here alone without the other, we will hear the other, like they're in the other room.
Oh.
Yeah. I like to, like, walk around the apartment and, like, whistle and stuff.
Yep.
And one night he texted me and he goes, I can hear you whistling. I said, I'm at the office. And he goes, what? I said, I'm at the office. He goes, you're not in the living room? I said, no, I'm not home. He had just woken up to me whistling in the other room.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You don't have like a mockingbird or something, do you? Or something that could imitate you?
No.
That sound, I mean, look, that's one of those things that you hear quite a bit where you hear that kind of where they repeat what you're kind of like, not a mockingbird, but where they repeat
the mimic. Your
voice. Thank you. Yeah. It wasn't coming to me for some reason. Yeah, the mimicking kind of thing that, and a spirit or an entity or whatever will do. And it's often where, hear somebody else calls your name. Or like, hey, come here, or whatever, you know.
You'll hear your own voice going, yeah. Hey, come here. I'm not going to that. I've seen it in horror movies. I'm good.
Yeah. Wow. So this is a regular occurrence?
Yeah. It's like on and off, but like, especially if I'm here alone, because I'll be like in the bathroom or something, just like cleaning or whatever, have the door closed. And it'll sound like somebody is walking and dragging their feet like he does outside of the door. And so I'll stop and I'll open the door and I'll be like, Steve? And I'll look around and there's nobody here.
Wow.
And I'm just like, cool, just turn my podcast up louder. Like, I didn't hear it. I didn't see it.
Wow. Do you have neighbors?
We do. We don't hear them often.
I didn't know if you'd try to ask somebody if they have the same type of things happen.
I haven't. I don't see my neighbors. We both work nights. Okay. So by the time I leave, everybody's in their house. They've been off work for like hours.
Gotcha.
It's not like an apartment complex, the house. So, yeah.
Yeah, everybody I live around, they're mostly like college kids because, mm-hmm. East Kentucky University is like right up the road.
Yeah.
So, and this is a pretty cheap apartment. We're trying to move. So hopefully whatever it is stays here.
Yeah.
But they move a lot. So like I never know if I have a neighbor or not.
Gotcha. Right.
So.
Well, if you're in an area that has that's like a college town or one that has a lot of students in a town where there's a lot of changeover as far as people that live in those apartments or in those houses, and it seems like those areas, like I don't want to say trap spirits, but it seems like there's always a lot of like hauntings or some kind of residuals that are left because of if a lot of like high trauma and emotion and, you know, all of these, you know, intense young people feelings and doings and such. You know, you always hear about the suicides and whatnot. So it seems like, you know, that could be, it could be something connected to the apartment or, you know, that is there, that you're, you know, you just, you've got, you're tuned in, obviously.
Right.
So I hope you just look back over your shoulder and I hope you didn't just hear somebody call your name or whistle.
No. No. And what's weird is we've been on the phone with people and they can hear it too. So.
Yeah.
Like he'll be on the phone with somebody and they'll be like, is Bree there? And when he goes, no, she's not here. They'll be like, I just heard her. He goes, no, you didn't. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Damn. So we've had other people tell us that they can hear it. So we just try to not mention it, not acknowledge it.
I just heard a whistle. Sorry, that was me playing around. Since I have my camera off, I was hoping to scare you, but you saw through my ruse.
So. I just freeze. I'm like, yeah, this place has, it's got a weird energy because, like, everybody that lives here is either a million years old or they're 20 and they're running past my apartment door all night long.
Right.
And since I'm awake to keep my sleep schedule, I hear them. And I guess the kid that lives two doors down, he door dashes. And I'm like, you don't actually have to dash. You could just walk.
Right.
But
wow. Wow. Have you tried saging or anything like that?
Yes. So yeah. I did a whole when we moved in.
Okay.
And of course we keep our bells on the door, which is supposed to like ward off
right
different things. But there's only so much you can do, especially if it lived here first.
Right.
Right.
It's not gonna be, I didn't live here. I'm not leaving my home, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
So kind of try not to acknowledge it.
Right. And nothing like, nothing bad, right? I mean, nothing like.
Mostly just like hearing each other.
Yeah.
And he'll know that I'm in Frankfurt and he'll be like, hey, so I can hear you in the other room, but I know you're not here.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, typing on the computer and you're not here. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a lot of fun here. And of course that we met has like had a lot of hauntings too. Cause it was an old college.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And, like it was a standard modern office building with like lots of like sleek lines and everything, but all the buildings around it still look the same as they did when it was a college. So mm-hmm. There's like a dentist's office and there's like a bank. And one night I was going to the bathroom and I saw this chair that was pulled all the way out from a desk. It's like, that's weird. Why is it? Who did that? But I didn't pay attention to it. I just went on to the restroom. When I came back, that chair was now turned and facing towards me. And I said, that's cool. And I just went over and pushed it back in and just when I was like, that's not my business. I'm here by myself.
Wow.
But we had an office ghost that we named Tabitha. She would open the bathroom door and like people saw her, like instead of like you hear people talk about like shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
She was like a white haze that you mm-hmm. could see in the doorways.
Wow.
So like they had picked her up on the security camera. Like the HR lady was like, I've seen her walk down the hallway. And I'm like, that's cool. don't tell me about it.
Yeah.
Like, you guys leave and I'm here by myself. Y'all get that?
Is it like a figure of a part? Like, can you see like?
Yeah. So it features? Looks like, it looks like a person in like a dress, basically.
Wow.
And you can see her, and it's not like a long dress either, because this was like, I think that this place was an office during like the 50s on. It okay. was like a, was like a college campus, and then it was an office.
Okay.
Because they moved Lexington, like the UK college, they moved it to the center of town.
Okay.
Okay.
So they didn't need those anymore. And, but like, you can tell it's like an outfit of the time. It's not like Victorian, like some things that you see. It's definitely not like that. And, sometimes you would see, now they did have shadow figures. Sometimes you would see, like, there was this hallway where the elevator bays were. And one night when I was training, I'm sitting with my boss and I look down and I just see a little head just go whoop, back into the hallway.
Wow.
I said, did you see that? He goes, nope. And neither did you. I just kept going. I was like, okay.
All right. All right.
Wow.
It was like, you know, every night, but we don't see it, we don't talk to it. So of course I named it.
Yeah.
And he hated that. He said, don't name it. I was like, I need to give her a personality. I'm gonna be here with her all night. You leave.
Right.
And we had they had those rolling doors. And it has like stoppers so you can't slam them. Cause like we worked with salespeople, but I didn't sell anything. I worked in trucking. So they would mm-hmm. sell and buy loads basically. And I would make sure that the loads got from the pickup to the destination. So I'm calling truckers all night, which are the friendliest people.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely don't cuss you out constantly and ask you why you're calling. So yeah, they're great unless they hear you're a woman, and then they definitely want to talk, and it's even creepy.
Sure.
A whole other kind of creepy. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I haven't talked to a woman. This one guy, he said, I haven't talked to a woman in 3 months. I said, like at all? He goes, nope. I was like, okay. And he kept me on the phone for an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh.
And he just kept talking. I didn't say a word.
That's great.
That may have been why he hasn't talked to a woman so long.
Yeah, just talk.
Just talk and talk and talk the ear off.
He was really nice too. So he was like 70 and he had a lot to say. A lot of stuff I don't want to repeat because it was very racist, but
yeah.
He had a lot to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're great. So working there was so weird because like everybody would leave and then it would just be me making phone calls from like a list. And sometimes the TVs would shut off randomly. Or they'd just be static. And then they would go back to normal. Or they would have like Gothica was on one night. But they don't play any sound. None of these TVs have sound turned on.
Mm.
So it's just, I would look over every once in a while. It's just Halle Berry being haunted by some white girl.
Get this. We call it What's Your Weird Story, right? But we don't limit it to weird stories. It's true. Sometimes we have crazy travel and epic adventure stories. Sometimes we do book reports and other special episodes. Sometimes we'll cover some weird news. Sometimes I'll see one of my oldest, dearest friends just dancing around and punching the air for 5 minutes before we sit down and record an episode. But hey, it's all good because it's fun to talk to people, to make new friends, to get in touch and reacquainted with old friends and hear amazing stories.
What did you name? What did you end up naming?
I named her Tabitha.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, you said that already. Where did you get that from?
I don't know.
Just came to you.
Yeah. And I think it was her like telling me that.
It could have been, you know. I mean, you obviously have that. Yeah, you obviously you're plugged in to that side. You know, you obviously have that ability to perceive, and so you know maybe you were able to pick up on her name. Maybe she was able to tell you that.
I just get feelings sometimes. And like my fiance, we watch a lot of ghost hunting, like on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be watching and they'll be asking questions. And then he gets mad because I'll answer the question before they answer it. And it's the same answer.
Wow.
Whoa.
And he'll just be like, how did you know that? Did you watch this? And I said, nope, I haven't even been paying attention.
Wow.
And so he'll be watching it, like, the TV is right there. So he'll be watching it right there. And I'll be sitting here, like, doing something on my phone or on the computer. And then I'll just say the answer right before the answer comes to, like, the spirit box or whatever. And he goes, how did you know that? I said, what? What happened? I'm just not paying attention, and I've just said a word. I've said something to him.
Wow.
Wow.
It'll be like, did you live here? And it'll be like, no. And then it'll go, no. And it's like, how did I know that? Why did I say that?
Wow.
I don't ask any questions.
Wow, wow, wow. That's amazing.
That's freaky. I mean, in the best possible way.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's wild.
So have you looked into this, you know, because like I said, you seem to be plugged in, you have this ability. Have you talked to anybody about, you know, like honing this craft or anything like that? Or are you just not concerned?
That's what I spent most of like COVID doing.
Okay.
But when I had all that time off, because it was like a year and we couldn't find any work, we couldn't do anything, we were just at home. So we spent the whole time like meditating and spending time outside and reading tarot cards almost daily. So it was a very interesting time, and now I'm just so busy, I don't go outside. When I do work from home, I work from right where I'm sitting, so.
Cool.
Yeah, I have two computers next to each other, one for work and one for me, so I get play to basically play Sims and answer the phone sometimes. It's fun.
Nice.
I get paid a lot too. Oh. I was like, this is great.
Good. That's awesome.
So when you were enjoying yourself during COVID, having a nice relaxing vacation compared to the rest of the world. Or, no, I'm kidding. Barry and I are like some of the only people who seemingly just our jobs allowed us to just carry on as normal.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody talks about the COVID as the year that, you know, that the forgotten year or whatever. And it's just like, I don't really, yeah, nothing really changed for me. I was still out working almost every day.
Yeah.
But so what did you come to? Did you develop any kind of, through your practices, did you figure anything out, or did you just kind of like just had a lot of fun?
It was most of the time it was like I was figuring stuff out, mm-hmm. and everybody around me was just kind of like, this is a lot of things. I'm like, yeah, it is. Read books, did a lot of meditation. It was really fun. I actually had a great time during COVID. I miss it.
Yeah, right.
He said, mostly because my job, they just were like, bye, see you later. Yeah. We don't know when we're gonna open. So, and one thing that happened, and this actually happened with Cody's boyfriend when I lived there. One night, I was like half asleep, and he had said that he had been having problems sleeping. Like, he kept, like, feeling like he was, like, sleepwalking or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been having some, like, weird issues with, like twitching and stuff. I don't know what it was. I would just randomly twitch. It was weird. And we had made a joke out of it. But one night, I woke up, and he was standing in my bedroom. And I had woke up to the sound of him closing my door.
Ooh.
And I know he would never do that because he's very proper. Mm-hmm. So he would never, like, come in when I'm asleep and not wake me up.
Yeah.
Very weird. And he was acting strange. And I'm, like, half asleep, and he's standing in front of me. And he goes, so what do you think is wrong with you? And I said, what are you talking about? And he goes, do you think that you have, like, a neurological disorder? Like, is something happening to your brain? And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, you're twitching, and you just act so weird now. And I was like, what the fuck? You've known me for, like, 3 months. It was just strange, and his eyes were wide, like, wide open. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, okay, you should go to sleep. And he reached over and grabbed something off my table and left. And I thought this was just, like, a weird dream. But when I woke up and I was reaching around looking for my phone, I picked up a phone, and it was Cody's phone. It wasn't my phone. That was in my bed. And I was like, why do I have her phone? It was so weird. And then I woke up to the sound of my door closing again, and my phone was on the table, and her phone was gone.
Wow.
So I went upstairs, and I told Cody about this, and Leonard, her boyfriend, he goes, I woke up standing up in front of the door last night.
Weird.
Whoa.
So what do you mean? He goes, I woke up and I was standing, like, about to open our bedroom door.
Man. So,
damn.
I have a friend whose grandmother is witchy. And I was like, Aubrey, what do I do? And she goes, I'm going to tell my grandma. I'm going to call her. She talked to her grandmother, and they called me, and they said, hey, so you guys are getting walk-ins. I said, what the fuck is a walk-in? She said, when you sleep, you're, like, loosely in your body, like, you're basically, because mm-hmm. you're also dreaming. She said, this is how people astral project. She said, so basically, when you leave your body at night, other things can walk in to the body.
Whoa.
And she said, so your friends, she said, you and Cody were, like, we had, like, sigil necklaces, we had crystals.
Right.
He didn't have anything like that. Even her son had a necklace that he wore. But Leonard didn't have anything like that. So he was the only one of us who was kind of, like, unprotected.
Right.
So it walked into him. It was why he couldn't sleep well, because he was walking around the house at night.
Wow.
Dude, he never had any kind of sleepwalking or anything like that before?
No, not before coming to the house.
That's wild. And sleepwalking is kind of like a thing that happens. It may not happen every night, and it may not happen like every year or whatever, but it is something that tends to happen throughout people's lives if they are a somnambulist, which is one of my favorite words.
I learned something new. Didn't know that.
Yeah. That's wild. That's really wild.
Wow.
And it was having that conversation with you.
It was like whatever it was trying to scare me or like freak me out.
Yeah, it was definitely like it was definitely messing with your head, whatever it is, you know, because it's like, you know, coming in and kind of being like accusatory. You know, it's kind of saying like, you know, hey, you know, you're getting weird. You're twitching and all this or whatever, you know. And so very, very judgy for a dark entity. So.
Well, I think what was crazy was when he first started talking and I was kind of out of it, he was like, do you think you're dying? I was like, I really hope not. Like, and that's not the first time something like that has happened, because when I originally talked to you guys, her son had said something to me that was kind of weird like that. I was about to leave for the store and he looked at me and he goes, I don't want you to go to the store and you won't be safe. I said, what do you mean? He goes, aren't you afraid that you're going to crash? Aren't you afraid that you're going to die? And I was like, what the actual fuck? Are you saying to me, tiny child?
Yeah.
That was so scary. And then to have Leonard asking me the same questions with the same inflection, but with this crazed look in his face, I was like, this is terrifying.
What the expression that he had, Was it an aggressive type of thing, or was it?
It was more just kind of like, it was just like, I can't even describe it. It wasn't like I was afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, something's not right. Because Leonard's like a pretty relaxed, chill dude. Like, he just kind of goes with the flow. He had pink hair at the time. And like, he wore like several necklaces. He's a skinny little guy. He's very nice. So it was like a complete 180. Like, the dude's kind of like a stoner hippie kind of vibe. So it's like, he's always just a little high and,
yeah,
you know, so to have him wide-eyed staring at me and asking me questions with a voice that didn't really sound like him.
Weird.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's even weirder.
Yeah. Did anything like that happen again?
Not to me, but Cody had said that he had said something to her, but he was like half asleep. But she said it didn't sound like him. She thought it was really weird. Next day, she made him a necklace and he wore it every night. And we didn't have any more issues. Yeah. It was creepy.
Good.
That's good. That's. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be so. That's so creepy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Sleepwalking, sleep being, you know, piloted by something else is even scarier.
People just have to be careful, because as soon as something figures out that you're empty, basically, it can just slip right in if you're not careful.
Yeah, that's scary.
I mean, I don't know. I still would. If I was Cody, I wouldn't. But in my mind, I would want to, we need to talk to Cody again, since it's been about the same time period. We need to talk to Cody again, because, like, I would not feel comfortable having, you know, a ghost house. But fortunately, I am ghost blind, so it would be, I could be living in a ghost house, I don't know. But I would be uncomfortable if I knew you know, regardless if, yes, pick and choose, you know, because you've got some weird ones there, obviously. You know, they may not be as bad as Michael, but, you know, Michael could have dragged some things along from hell.
Right. Yeah, right.
I don't mean to laugh at that, but I mean, you know.
He had a demon with him, and he didn't know where she lived. So the whole thing was that he wanted the demon to figure out where she was.
Wow.
And like on her 16th birthday, this is a crazy wild story, but he got arrested a couple miles from her house. He was drunk. He crashed into a tree and he had a gun in the car.
Ugh.
And after that, they moved Cody for her safety to her grandfather's house.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy we're dealing with. So for him to die in a shootout with police, I believe it.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Right.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I remember the shootout part. I think I remember that part of the story when she had mentioned it, because, like, just crazy.
It had recently happened when you guys had talked to her. So
yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
And I haven't talked to her in a few years, so.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll have to get back in touch with her for sure. I'm sure she's had more stuff happen.
Yeah, sure.
Tell her I said hi.
Yeah, definitely. Well, maybe we can have you jump on and we can have a nice little reunion. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll throw her a line if I can. I'm pretty sure I still have her contact information, but yeah, that's wild. Yeah. It's so wild to have like people who've lived together, you know, who are friends and have lived together and had these experiences, and both of them come on and share their wild ass experiences, and you know how there are the similar ones, but also the ones that are different from each other, because it's something that you experience and your point of view, how you experience it compared to theirs.
Yeah,
it's always fun. Cause it's just, I don't know. When you have that kind of independent verification of stories, you know, it just makes it more solid. I don't know. I mean, it's just more, wow, because, you know, because it is having multiple angles of it, you know, there's having more than the one side of the story, having the different versions and being able to hear them both.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, for really sure. Cool. For sure.
I think he was.
Uh-oh.
Something's moving
Oh, yeah, I see that.
I don't know what that is.
It's a light of some sort.
I don't know what it could be coming from anything. Like, I literally turned my light off. I don't know what that is.
That's so weird.
I see it. Because
you move your head towards it and it appears rather than disappear. So we're looking behind her at her ceiling next to the light, which is not on. And there's this small. She moves her head to her left towards the. And it appears this little small area of light. But then she moves away from it and it disappears. And that's so strange. Go further left. Lean all the way that you can.
Yeah, it's there.
I don't know what it can be. I don't know if it's something over here.
It's got to be something that's over on your right. Because when you put your hand up, it was gone. So it's got to be some kind of reflection of some shiny thing. But it's weird, and just the fact that it's happening.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
And go slow back again, because I think it was even on your hair, maybe.
Oh, was it on me?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. Now that it's on you, I'm a little less weirded out.
It scared me. I was like, what on earth is that?
Yeah, because it was, yeah, that was very strange for a minute because of everything. That was a very scary thing. But, you know, I think we've sussed it out as
maybe a reflection. Just some kind of reflection.
Yeah. Because if Barry saw it and I didn't, then it would make more sense that I was like something spooky ghosty. Again, because I am ghost blind.
That's wild.
Oh, man.
Wow, this has been great. Thank you for coming back. And
yeah.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, keep us informed. Keep us keep in contact. Let us know as your various stories develop. Congratulations on your upcoming nuptials. I sound fancy when I say shit like that.
I do have one more.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Let's hear it.
But this is about my fiance and me.
Okay.
So when we met, I was actually engaged to somebody else.
Oh.
Yeah. And, I told him about a dream I'd had about like what I thought was my future children. It was a dream about these two little girls. One is standing on a recliner, like, you know how kids do, rocking it back and forth, in like this orange onesie, and she has like black curly hair. And she's looking at me like she needs something. So I was like, what is it? What do you need? And she goes, this is what I'm going to look like when I'm born. And I said, born to who? And then all of a sudden, another kid runs by me. And it's a different kid, and it's blonde-haired. And it's running in a different onesie and giggling. And then I woke up. So I tell him about that. And he said, I've had that same dream about the same kids. Like, described it to me in detail, even the recliner.
Whoa.
That's pretty wild.
And I was like, oh no. Or
pretty damn smooth.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, could describe the recliner. He said it was like red and blue suede with like the lines. And I was like, yeah, that's. Mm-hmm. And he said, was the black haired girls in an orange one, and then the blonde, reddish blonde haired one was in a pink one with like flowers on it. I said, that's what they were wearing. Yeah.
Wow. Right. So that's how you knew that was the one, huh? He was the one.
I was like, oh, that's crazy. And now we live together and we're engaged.
Wow. That's amazing.
My mom isn't haunting us, though. That would be weird.
Oh, man.
Well, let us
know. Wanted kids, and I was like, oh, God. She would just be constantly telling us to have kids.
Right. Let us know if that happens.
Yeah, for sure.
She's sitting on my desk, actually.
Nice.
Your mom?
Like. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yes. Maybe that's what we see. Maybe that's your mom hovering above you, and she's saying, "You know, have kids." That's what we're seeing behind you. Yeah, babies. Give me a
grandchild.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
This has been awesome.
Yeah.
Once again, sorry for the weird technical issues that I was suffering through. I don't know what it is, except for, me and technology don't always get along. This has been great. This has been great. And if we talk to Cody, we'll let you know as well.
Yeah.
And definitely pass on a hello from you. And you said it's coming up in May. You're getting married.
Yep.
Cool.
Awesome. What day is it?
Pretty sure it is the 3rd. If I'm not mistaken. It's going between like the 3rd and the 4th. Of course, I wanted it to be May 4th because May the 4th be with you.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Nope, it's the 3rd. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's still not too bad.
Yeah.
You still got, that's a 3-day celebration, anniversary, May the 4th and Cinco de Mayo.
There you go.
So bam, yeah. Bam, bam.
Yeah.
That's a long weekend.
Yeah.
So
get your liver ready.
Yeah. Oh, God. You're so drunk.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Enjoy that. Enjoy that day. I just went through it with my daughter, and it was amazing. So I hope you guys have a great day and wish you guys the best.
His daughter got married. He didn't marry his daughter. I just want to point that out.
Correct. Yes.
I want to point that out for some of our...
That isn't legal in Texas.
So, you know, or Oklahoma. Or, you know.
Hey, you know what we need?
What's that?
We need a new ad for our merch store.
Our merch store.
I've had a few people reach out to me and ask me, just how do we get What's Your Weird Story merch?
Huh. How do we get that What's Your Weird Story merch?
What's-your, spelled Y-E-R, dash, weird, dash, story, dot, myspreadshop.com.
That's what's-your, spelled Y-E-R, dash, weird, dash, story, dot, myspreadshop.com.
That's correct. Get in touch with us. Go buy some merch. We got some cool stuff.
Yeah, dude. And you know what? If any of our listeners out there has some really cool ideas or has some really cool What's Your Weird Story type art that they want to see on a t-shirt, get a hold of us. Maybe it'll happen.
Wow. Just,
wow.
Yeah, man. The stories that she told when she was first on about that house that she lived in with her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets woken up in the middle of the night by her friend's boyfriend is just wild, man. And just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, just many weird things. You know, she definitely tapped into the afterlife. Or the other side, or how beyond the veil, she's tapped into that with all of her experiences and everything that she sees. The ghost that she named was it Tabitha? I think she at her work that right. She saw, and yeah. She you know, the boss was like, I didn't see it, and you didn't either. You know, that thing's always kind of a freaky. That's not one of those things that you want to hear anybody say. As you know, because that's a confirmation in probably the scariest way.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And while we were talking, we had a weird, the orb thing happening, yeah. Which was wild. And, but yeah, it was cool to reconnect with her and, you know, cause she was so, you know, early on and then, mm-hmm. You know, we just enjoyed that so much. And, yeah, her strange occurrences, the way she met her fiance, which is wild, mm-hmm. Just great, great stuff. Thank you, Bree, again, for coming on and sharing that with us.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We always love hearing back from, guests, who, you know, previous guests and, catching up and hearing new stories or hearing stories that, we, you know, hadn't heard before. We also love hearing new stories. And so that's where we're looking at you and saying, hey, book a time to come and talk to us, be part of the podcast. We tell you this every week. You should do it. It's fun. It's almost most of the time painless.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can count on one hand how many times it's been hard, just from a technical side, in one way or another. But it's the way it works is you come on and we have a conversation, and usually that conversation leads to other discussions. And I know a lot of people, they get nervous about coming on. What am I going to talk about? What are we going to discuss? It's like, we don't plan anything out. If you have, we want to hear what your stories are, and then we'll go from there. And, And Bree was an early adopter of that idea back when we were just sort of trying to get our footing and how are we going to do this? And then she comes back on, and it's always great to reconnect with people. But yeah, contact us if you guys have any of your stories that you want to share with us. We know everyone's got a story. Everybody's got at least one good story. We know that for a fact because we've lived it and we've talked to a lot of people.
Yeah. Everybody's got that one that they're at least going to, you know, oh, you know, you tell at a party or you tell later at night or you tell whenever you get to know somebody and trust them well enough, you know, because they're not going to judge you. We're not going to judge you. We're not going to try to prove anything or disprove anything. We're just here to have a conversation and, you know, hopefully make some new friends along the way. We always have a good time. You know, we try to always have a good time with the guests and, you know, react. I think we're very respectful of, you know, the situations and the stories. You know, we like to crack jokes, but we know the appropriate time to crack jokes and when not to, obviously. But, you know, it's just, it's a blast. You know, that's why we keep doing this for 6.5 years. And hopefully it's why you tune in every week to hear us yammer on and also hear some incredible stories from those who lived it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah. We look forward to next week and the week after and the week after that. We've got lots of stuff coming down your way into your ear holes, and we can't wait for the next one.
Yep. And until then, thank you very much, Weirdsville. Thank you very much, Bree. Until we meet again in this life of podcasting. I tried to make that sound more profound than it actually was. But anyway, until next time, be safe.
Be weird.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.